No one who sets his hand to the plow and looks behind is fit for the kingdom of God. Let the dead bury the dead. So much for the warm, cuddly Jesus that we all know. This portion of Luke's gospel is about Jesus' journey to Jerusalem as Jesus says he sets his face to go forth. And it's about that sense of urgency, that radical call of what Jesus is asking, to leave everything and follow him. You've probably heard sermon after sermon along those lines. In fact, I think I've given sermon after homily along those lines. But it's good to step back and say, well, radicalness for what? Or an urgency to accomplish what? Because so often we find that by urgency or radicalness, we think of activities. There's more to get done. There's more things I need to be engaged in. There's more that I have to do. It's the incarnation of my very favorite bumper sticker. Jesus is coming. Everyone look busy. That's not the message of those strong words from Jesus. That call, that radical urgency that he calls forth, is based upon two fundamental truths. A truth about who we are as human beings, and a truth about who God is in Jesus Christ. For us, the fundamental truth of human life is change, is movement, that we are never simply the same, that we are born and we grow and we graduate from high school and we get jobs and we change jobs and we move and we go to a new place. And our kids grow up, and they graduate from high school and move. And over and over. And most fundamentally, the ultimate change, and the change none of us like to think about or talk about, is we get old. That's how human beings are made, to change. To move through life. There is nothing sadder than a human being trapped in the past, yearning for the past, because that can never be accomplished. Biologically, psychologically, emotionally, we are made for change. We are made to move through our lives. The other fundamental truth is how we know God to be. And that truth is that God is constantly at work in creation. God is laboring, as it were, to bring about what God desires. The work of creation is not a one and done. But we believe that God is always at work, bringing about God's desires and God's hope and God's will. And the call of Jesus Christ is always constant as well. That there is never one single call that we respond to. But over and over, at different parts of our lives, as we move through our lives, as we grow and change as human beings, the call of Christ calls us to something new. In fact, I would argue the growth and change and the movement is because of Christ's call. That we are constantly being called to something new. Constantly being asked to go further, to engage more deeply, to know Jesus better. That's the radicalness. That's the urgency. And might I say, that applies to institutions as well as human beings. The church, is always called to constant renewal. St. Francis Xavier Parish is always called to movement, to grow, to develop, to not set our hands on the plow and be looking backward, to not live in the past, but to learn from the past and grow into what God is calling us to. The radicalness of following Christ is not about doing more, but it's about being free from fear of what is to come. It's about embracing where the Lord is leading us, even though we don't know where, even if we don't know how. What Christ calls us to as individuals, as a people, as a faith community, is to trust that He is leading us where we need to be. That all those things that might bind us, even good things, we need to let go of to enable God to be with us as God desires to be with us. We have set our hands to the plow. We are at work in the kingdom of God, and we are looking to what is to come. Knowing who we are and where we have been, but not being caught or trapped in the past or the glory days, but rather to see and know and hear and believe that where Christ is leading us is where we want and need to be.